The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Hi, this is Ethan again with yet another snippet review from the Gamer's Haven and the Vorpal Network. Today I'm going to talk real quick about another game from Rio Grande Games that I had a chance to play called Dominion. Now, it comes, don't let it fool you, it comes in a big box, Fury Dracula, Battlestar Galactica, Fantasy Flight board game size box, but it is in fact a non-collectible card game. I had a chance to play it with one of the expansions for it, but the essence of the game is you have anywhere. I think we had about five or six players, but I think it's actually designed for less. What you do is you have a hand of cards that you are dealt out a hand of or a deck really of 10 cards. And when you play, you draw 5 cards, and then you are given a segment of the game where you are a segment of each phase where you can, or each turn, where you can do an action and then buy a card. Now, one of the actions can be playing a card from your hand and doing its action, in which case you don't have to actually physically buy the cost of the card. But playing a card from your hand will often give you extra actions, give you an extra buy phase, give you more money, that sort of thing. Once you have played your action, you can then buy. You have your buy phase. And you get one buy unless you have played an action to give yourself extra buys. And you use gold cards from your hand, gold, silver, copper cards, those sort of things, to buy new cards to put into your deck that you're building, your 10-card deck, and which grows as the game goes on. But you can buy certain things like bridges or nobles or something like that, anything like that, and they go straight into your discard pile. And there's a reason for this. At the end of your action, you discard all the rest of your cards, and then draw up to your 5 cards for the next phase. When you go through your deck, you reshuffle your discard pile, and it goes back into your deck. And so as the game goes on, your deck grows, and the decks that you have to choose from of the different action cards that are available, the different the principalities, that sort of thing, dwindle. And the point of the game is to sort of work out a strategy and get the most actions and the most buys out of your cards. And in the meantime, you don't want, at the end of the game, to get stuck with too many useless cards, which are actually like the gold cards or the copper cards, things like that. Because the only thing you really get points for are dominions, exactly. You get points for things like principality, duchy, that sort of thing. And what you want to do is the game ends when when a certain number of the piles actually are depleted. Depends on the number of players. It's a fun game. Looking in the box, it looked like a bit of a nightmare to keep organized. It's one of those games. It's got this sort of stand-up tray for all these little tiny decks of the cards, because you separate out the cards. It has all the cards in it sort of laid out in a tray. I was looking in there, and the one thing I was thinking was this would be a nightmare if you dropped the thing. If you dropped the box, the cards are going to go everywhere, and it would just take you forever to resort them. And then on the other side, you could get go out and buy a gigantic bag of rubber bands to keep all the decks together and that sort of thing. But I think it can get kind of problematic. I think there's probably a much better way of storing the cards. That said, it is a fun game. Not so familiar with the rules. I don't know really the specifics about which decks you choose, because the guy running this sort of grabbed a few out of there, so we didn't play with everything. But I believe you only play with about 10 piles. My one problem I had really with it is it's a fun game, but I think it could get real old real quick. I don't really understand the big brouhaha about it. There's a lot of people around here anyway that are crazy about it, and I think it is a fun game. I don't think it's going to be one I'm going to buy. I would say it's probably more appropriate for older kids, maybe 10 or 12 on up, depending on sort of their cognitive abilities, that sort of thing, because there is some strategy involved in it, and it's really not a combat game. It's all about, you know, building up your deck and building up your sort of domain, your dominion, basically. But that's Dominion from Rio Grande Games. Not a bad game, but not one that I'm going to rush out and buy anytime soon. So take care. Thanks for listening.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.